TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Andy's computer sucks.
Big dick.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Tim, we gotta do that again. Andy's computer sucks.
Edit in when I said big dicks.
you can do the big dick again, Tim. Come on, baby.
I'll just copy and paste you saying it before, so the thing and the stuff.
Magic. Hey guys, this is how your sausage is made.
There's the little bits of horse hoof that get ground in there.
Mm-hmm.
Horse hoof for that extra horse hoofy taste.
All right. So I want to warn our listeners before we start the show, huge swaths of audio may be lost from either Andy or Noah. Who knows this week?
Wait, was I recently?
Oh, yeah. We lost some of your audio last week.
Even though, like, I seemed okay?
Yeah, remember when we were having trouble hearing you?
Right.
We're losing about a second of your audio.
That's neat. Weird. Like, why would the internet connection fuck up the audio?
Lord only knows.
Start from the bottom that we're here.
Start from the bottom that we're here, girl.
Hey, that's much better.
All right.
The biggest gift, the biggest.
And you hear this sound, Lordy. There'll be a link in the show notes.
Hallelujah.
There we go.
50% more influential all time, dead or alive.
What the shit?
Oh, you haven't heard Kanye's rant?
Maybe, but what did it have to do with what we were talking about?
Nothing. Just it seemed topical.
Stop it.
Mm-hmm. I think, you know, I've been semi-random. So Andy was like, I'm going to be real
random. We were talking about the Golden Girls thing. We had a consistent thing. That's what we were talking about. And Andy's like, nope. Lane change. What's the signal? Too late. I've sideswiped you.
Well, that's how we do in the South, apparently.
Oh, you shark him. Andy, have you heard that term sharking?
No.
Hey, can we calm down?
No. I need to figure out if this is the term.
You son of a bitch.
I'm sharking your intro, Tim.
Yes, you are. Uh-huh. Stop it.
Thank you for being a friend.
Oh, 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 yeah.
Traveled down the road and back again.
Hey, so we started from the bottom down here.
Your heart is true.
Oh, yeah.
You're a pal and a confidant.
It's my heart right here.
Hallelujah.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh. And record it, so maybe we make a few of you laugh as well. This week, we mainly review the new movie Deadpool. But don't worry, we save all the spoilers till the end. And when you hear this sound, that means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast. I'm Timothy in TanCast.
I'm Andy D in TanCast.
I'm Noah in TanCast.
Noah has questions.
Sharking. Let's get to it.
That was a very important person. He got shit to do. So, sharking. What is sharking? I don't know sharking.
I use it sort of like when someone comes in and takes what you wanted or does what you were going to do ahead of time. Like when Tim tries to do the intro and Noah steps in and stops him.
Ah.
Or if so, you were going to take a parking spot and someone comes in and takes that parking spot, they sharked it.
Ah.
I realize I have no basis for what this phrase being based on something in reality other than Tim's head.
Like, do you know where it came from?
Nope.
Interesting. You just start using it one day.
Yeah, I guess. Maybe Kevin Smith. Maybe he says it.
All right.
I unintentionally picked up some of his colloquialisms.
That's possible.
That's right.
I mean, you do wake up and say poopy trim.
I never do that.
Stop lies. Man, I remember Tim, I would just sit in your room and watch you, and you'd wake up and be like, poopy trim.
I'd be like, why are you in my room?
I'm like, don't you remember poopy trim?
I'm here to offer you some poopy trim.
I'm here to decline that offer.
Oh, sadness.
I'm here to make you take that offer.
Oh, dear.
I'm going to anally rape you, except I'm going to use my anus.
Oh, that does not sound pleasant.
That'd be difficult.
For anyone.
Mm-mm. No. No, Andy.
No? No. No.
Try again.
Okay.
Let's do some tan laughs while this devolves into hell.
All right.
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial Tan Laugh Segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
Vulgar, docile, make you laugh for a while, picking you up when you are in a rut. Here come some tan laughs that make me want to ask, can Superman put it in Noah's butt? Tan laugh time, laughing in public ain't a crime. Sit back, relax, and unwind, cause it is tan laugh time.
So I got one from Brandy.
You're a fine girl.
Fine girl. And things and stuff and other things.
What a good wife you would be.
Sure.
But my life, my love, and my lady is a sea.
And more things.
And things upon things with things.
Okay. We've swerved fully out of the lane, and now we're just driving through the meadow.
And things.
The only reason I know that song is because there was a Doug Loves Movies where someone's name was Brandy, and Tom Lennon and Chris Hardwick were singing it. And Greg Proops.
Now I got to go find that Doug Loves Movies and listen to it.
Oh, you'd have to buy a past season.
Oh.
It was live at the Punchline, too. I was like, man, I could have been there for that. It was awesome.
So I guess I would go back. So his past episodes are like paid?
Mm-hmm. Like you buy a whole bundle for, like you can buy a whole past season for X amount of money.
Okay.
I'm making a promise to our listeners right now. Tancast will never, ever, ever operate on that model.
Yeah, we'll offer a different model, but not that specific one.
The per model episode. Of we put the shit out for free and it's still not worth the time or effort.
in like 10 years, we are going to fucking blow up.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to put some dynamite next to the server and blow it up.
All right.
Blow it up and blow it out. Zippity-doo-da, bye-bye.
And in about 20 years, we'll finally get Tom Lennon. Not Greg Proops, not Chris Hardwick, just Tom Lennon. One of us will find him out in the wild, capture him.
We'll do Tan Laughs, and then we'll get back to the Douglas movies.
All right. Anyway, Brandy. That's what started all this.
I had a crush on a girl named Brandy when I was young.
There was a girl named Brandy in my junior year drama class who had, and senior year, she had tickle bitties.
Yeah, the Brandy that I had the crush on was the older sister, like slightly older, like a year and a half or something like that, of one of my friends from church. But of course, being a year and a half older than the rest of us made her like unattainably, like, knowledgeable and worldly and whatever in my child's mind. Like, she's so much older than us.
She and knows the things.
Yeah. She knows all about them things.
She's already done pre-algebra. We're still working on like times tables and shit.
I wonder if this is that same Brandy.
I bet it is.
Spelled with a Y or with an I?
You are asking too much of somebody who has not seen this Brandy in...
Really?
Well, let's see. I saw her when my
really?
Grandfather...
Really? Is that hard? Why or not? Answer the question.
I'm going to guess I?
Yep. Same girl.
Oh.
It's conclusive.
Did she also live in San Diego?
Based on the very limited information from this email, yes.
Okay.
She sent in this joke.
All right.
She didn't even type it out. It's like a copy and pasted picture.
All right.
She can't be bothered. She didn't like you that
we're
much.
We're lucky she sent something in.
What? We got so many listeners. Man, we got jokes raining from the sky.
We got delusional podcasters. We're all set.
Man, what if it was the Brandy that I grew up with and I just admitted all that shit? Well, no, you know what? When I went back into to San Diego because my grandfather had died, wound up like making contact and being like, hey, you want to go out and get dinner? And then I found out people change over time. like me. Like, she was super religious, and I was no longer super religious. Like, I had been. It wasn't the she that changed over time. It was me. I had changed very drastically. So she was talking about a lot of church stuff, and I was like, I couldn't deal with this as my day-to-day. Like, I hadn't fully stepped away from the church. I was probably still attending with my parents or whatever and, like, telling people I believed, but, yeah. Like, she was talking a lot about church, and I was like, no, I can't.
And her joke.
And her joke. Sorry, Brandy.
So, Andy, just tell us more about Brandy.
Go ahead, Tim. A blonde just texted me saying, what does IDK stand for? I texted back saying, I don't know. And she replied, OMG, nobody does.
Because blondes aren't intelligent, but they really are.
Blondes.
Sorry, blondes.
We're still a little
Why?
Racist.
Because you said they really are.
No, I'm sorry that, you know, people think you're not smart.
Oh, okay.
I'm apologizing for the world, Tim.
Well, good luck with that.
No, you want to go next, or shall I?
I'll go.
Okay.
Oh, you sit me down now, Tim. This is from Tyler?
Perry?
Right?
Tyler Perry presents jokes from Tancast. Medea tells jokes on Tancast.
He actually didn't put his name, but I'm pretty sure this email's for Tyler, this email address. Anyways.
I'm pretty sure you're right.
Okay.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Happy Valentine's Day, guys. I got some Yo Mama jokes. Yo mama is so fat. You want to know how fat she is?
How fat is
I
she?
I do.
I'm going to tell you.
Right.
Cupid's arrow couldn't pierce her because her hide is all thick and shit like a rhinoceros. I had the rhinoceros part, but you know, it sounded good. Yo, you want to know how stupid your mama is?
How stupid is she?
I said, do you want to know?
I want to know.
I said yes.
Oh,
but
okay.
Very muted tone.
Right. She thought a quarterback was a refund. this is a nerdy one, so prepare. Get your nerd hats on.
All right, I mean, it's always on.
Or maybe not nerdy, but if you play this game. Your mama is so fat, she broke the 255 block limit on Minecraft.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
256
damn.
Blocks.
Yeah, like, she broke it. It's broken. It's no more. You can't fix that. There's no glue. Glue, you remember glue? I need glue. Ain't gonna help.
I believe that was a local commercial.
Probably. Glue. I need glue. 1001. 1002. Stupid things.
A lot
to
of
do.
Glue.
Those things were so weird.
Yes.
That's all.
All right. I was like, where is he going with it? Nowhere. Spiking the ball, walking away.
Have you seen that video with Obama like dropping the mic and doing something else? Well, he's not really doing it. It's obviously CGI. It
was, oh, yes. I think it was an Ellen bit.
Oh, was it? Someone just, like, people like to post those without context. And I was like, what? And I was like, no, this is not real. You can't trick me. I'm not tricked. Andy.
Yo.
You're up.
All right. Well, this one comes to us from director George Miller via the Dinner Party Download.
You listen to that podcast, Andy?
Well, they actually air it on Fridays on my local NPR station. So
I like it. I listen to it too, Andy.
I do enjoy it.
Anyways, go ahead.
I'm like, this is what Tancast could be if it had better hosts and guests.
They are fucking good. Like,
they are.
This is the fact that they do the research and like know what not to ask him and ask him like good, insightful questions.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, carry on.
Yeah. So anyways, George Miller told the joke. Guy goes to his doctor. The doctor says, well, I've got bad news for you and worse news for you. Which do you want? Guy says, well, ease me in gently. What's the bad news? Doctor says, bad news is you've got 24 hours to live. Guy goes, holy shit! What's the worst news? I should have told you yesterday.
Oh, that's like reminds me of this joke. This guy goes to the doctor. And he's like, I got some bad news for you. You're going to die in 5. That guy goes, oh, you know what? Actually, you guys both heard this joke recently.
Yep, because it was on Deadpool.
I just realized where I remembered it from.
It was actually seeing that reminded me of the George Miller one. I was I should tell the George Miller one.
There we go.
I heard that on Prairie Home Companion years ago.
You listened to that show?
No, but I bought their compilation from their joke show.
That's probably pretty good.
They do a joke show, I guess, every year where they just have people stand around and tell jokes.
Okay.
And then I got a 6-CD set of 6 years in a row of it.
That's a lot of jokes.
That's a lot of prayer. You
know what? I'm here to tell you. They reuse some of them. They expect you not to listen year to year and remember, like, hey, you already said that one. Like, one of them was just an old random old guy in an old folks home, and another time it was Bill Clinton in an old folks home. I'm like, come on. You can't just change the name and think it's all going to be different.
But we tweaked the premise.
You didn't tweak.
This is an abiding political satire.
I think maybe a new bit should be, or a new segment should be like, one of us finds a news story we find funny and we talk about it. Or weird. We stopped recording last time. We started talking about the guy whose arm got like ripped off. That was funny. I mean, not funny that guy's arm ripped off, but what we were talking about.
I don't remember that.
When you were starting the British accent. Oh, no. You first started the British accent about your leg, and then we started talking about the guy whose arm got ripped off, and he was like, he wanted to like, what do you want? He wanted to have them take him somewhere, or, and I was like, maybe he should be worried about his arm, like the hospital.
Oh,
I don't know.
Yeah, we should keep recording because we've lost all the details of what made that funny. Because right now the listeners are like, that sounds duller than dishwasher.
No, listeners are like, that fucking sounds hilarious. I wish I was there.
Oh, were we talking about
the general joke premise without setup or even punchline? This is hilarious.
were we talking about the kid that tried to pull off a Craigslist robbery, mm-hmm. like pull the gun on
the
dude?
Yeah, okay.
But then he got on the bus and like wanted something?
I wanted a Metro card. He's like, give me a Metro card.
I was like, oh, a doctor or something, buddy? And he just bleed like that. That would just be such a fucking weird day. Like, oh, I'm going off to work today. I wonder if we're going to have any new clients. Holy shit, there's a guy with no arm bleeding all over the place.
Demanding
and
a Metro card.
A Metro card.
Dude, just get on the bus and ask to be taken to the hospital. I'm sure the rest of us can make time in our day for the bus driver to take you to the hospital. Hospital.
Hey, give me a Metro card.
I don't know. I'm trying to do some accent.
I have a guy threatening me.
I can't think.
He's unarmed.
Having some Murgatroyd. He's missing an arm.
Oh, God. 18 minutes in, and we're already aiming for the ground.
Oh, so what did you want to say about Douglas movies before we got on to Tancast? Laughs?
Oh, I'm just amazed how he gets on there. Like, you know, there's an actor on... it was an older episode, but like, I'm like, I know this actor. Like, he's been on shit. And Doug gets him. I don't know. I'm just impressed by the celebrities he gets sometimes. I mean, not huge celebrities. I mean, well, John Hamm is impressive. Not on there a lot, but I feel like that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
As a diehard fan of the state, I'd say getting Tom Lennon's plenty impressive, but others would probably disagree. Strongly with that assessment.
Tom Lennon isn't on very often. He's one of the co-producers of At Midnight.
Oh yeah,
I don't know who he is.
Did you hear about or ever by chance see the rebooted Odd Couple?
No, I didn't even know that happened.
Oh well.
Oh,
yeah, this year.
Wait, Reno 911.
Yes.
Yep. Yes. There you go.
I looked him up.
I don't know why I didn't go with that first.
Yeah, he's got
that has like 90% of the state in it.
See? Do what?
Reno 911 is like 90% of the state.
What? Did the Odd Couple thing just come and go like that?
I think it's coming back. It just hasn't yet. Like,
yeah, I think it was just a short first season or something like that.
Well, it was like a late season thing, and yeah. I think they're bringing it back as yet again a late season thing.
It came out last year. I'd never even heard of this.
Yeah, it was all right. The guy from the Michael J. Fox show that I found was funny. Is Matthew Perry's agent in that show, and he's still funny.
He's also
in some other show.
So Matthew Perry's the Oscar. Wait, was
yep.
Oscar?
Oscar.
Okay. I couldn't. And Felix. Yes.
Yep.
Yes. Tom Lennon is Felix, the neat one.
Got it. Interesting. Navy SEALs.
Navy SEALs, indeed.
Do we want to, or do we want to save it to later? Do we want to just get into it about the movie we all saw together? Well, not
Let's
together,
get into
but,
it. But that's what people are waiting for. Yeah. They're like, what did they think of Deadpool?
What do we think of Deadpool?
I wanna shoot, baby.
kind of lonesome back here.
A little help here. Oh.
Excuse me. Woo! Dopinder.
Pool. Dead.
Why the fancy red suit, Mr. Pool?
Oh, that's because it's Christmas Day, Dopinder.
And I'm after someone on my naughty list.
I'm touching myself tonight.
You are haunting.
You look like an avocado had sex with an older avocado.
Thank you.
Should we say spoilers now, or should we just talk about general feelings?
Why don't we talk about our general feelings?
All right.
Feelings! Sometimes I get frightened.
Do you, Tim? What do you get scared of?
Heights.
Aw, me too, buddy.
Ants.
Not me.
And the general state of our country.
Sometimes.
But mostly Mexicans.
Oh, yeah. What did Mexicans ever do to you?
Nothing yet.
But they will.
Turkish gerb.
They made delicious burritos, but not really, because that's a California
thing.
They're
plotting against me, I know it.
Burritos.
I turned to Noah and I saw it together. I turned to him 20 minutes in it. I was like, I'm buying this. I don't care what happens for the next 20 minutes or the next hour.
He did say that.
Comes out. Yeah. The jokes definitely landed for me more often than they missed.
Yeah, Caitlin turned to me and like probably about 20 minutes in, and she's like, this may be the best comic book movie ever.
I would not say that, but it was good.
Yeah.
I still prefer the first Avengers movie to this one.
Yes, I was just thinking that. Yeah. I'm like, Avengers is just so gosh damn watchable.
Yeah.
You know, I would say, like, not that I got tired of Ryan Reynolds for a while, because I felt like everything he did, they just wanted him to be the funny guy,
mm-hmm.
which, like, oftentimes didn't work for the context he was in. Like, this doesn't work. I mean, this, it worked. It was good.
Well, it's like you'd get shitty, lazy rom-com comedy writers writing for him. They're like, we want him because he's pretty and he can deliver a funny line, but we don't know how to land a funny line, so we're just going to shove this shit in his mouth and hope he can do something with it.
Sure.
All right. Just me.
Could be the problem.
No, I mean, I agree. Like, in Blade, like, I felt like it just didn't work. Like, I guess.
Well, that's where the whole Deadpool thing started, actually, was Blade.
Really?
Oh.
They're like, you're pretty much playing Deadpool. What's a Deadpool? Here, read these comics, and that's how your character, that's how you should approach your character.
Oh, like, course, that was their intent, like, we want you to be a character like Deadpool.
Exactly, yeah.
Got
like,
it.
Similar to, not like you were playing Deadpool.
Got it.
And then
and
of course,
like,
Wesley...
Why aren't we just making Deadpool?
Well, then Wesley Snipes was notoriously uncooperative,
uh-huh.
to the point where most of the scenes that he's in with other people, they were filming them without him for a good chunk of time. So it was just like, okay, roll the camera on Ryan Reynolds and just have him say crazy shit, and there's nobody there to react to him, so he'll say whatever he wants. And so it's just takes and takes of Ryan Reynolds just saying random shit.
Oh, I gotta go see if I can find those outtakes.
And then it cuts to Wesley Snipes just looking all serious because they just got him in on a separate day, looking all serious, reacting to who knows what.
Oh, man.
Wesley, we're out of kale for the salads. Wesley, we found the kale.
Wesley, the tax man's here.
Wesley? Wesley?
Wesley?
Oh, Andy, you son of a quumpf.
What?
What?
Son of the Mask is winning in the poll now. That's it. I'm campaigning.
Okay, go ahead.
Not now.
All right.
In the future.
Later.
I'll get a whole slick poster thing set up.
Oh. I feel like I can't compete against slick campaign posters because I'm lazy.
Yeah, where in the world is
episode 207? Let's not derail. We're talking Deadpool now. I'm here to talk about Rampart.
Let's talk about 207, Andy. Where the fuck is it?
Rampart.
I've been waiting. I had comedy gyms on that episode.
All right.
Did
no,
you?
I didn't. No.
No. No, not at all.
Okay, I'm like, was it funny?
It was actually probably dumb.
Yeah. As dishwater. It's like no Tim. Just us sitting around
day,
like...
actually.
Oh, gosh.
which part are you laughing at?
You.
You probably shouldn't see the light of day, actually.
Okay. Yeah, Andy said something at the same time, so I wasn't sure.
Well, I started to say something at the same time, and yours was much better. I'm like, I don't even remember what I was going to say.
It'll probably just ruin TagCast forever.
Probably.
We'll lose the last of our listeners. Like, fuck this.
The only reason I was hanging around was for episode 207. Then I heard it and I was like, fuck it.
This life's not worth living. Bye-bye, world.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. No. Never, ever. No.
I mean, at least not kind of us.
No.
Much better reasons to kill yourself.
Well, like, if
there's
you...
There's much better reasons to kill yourself.
Like, you know, if you have cancer and it's incurable and you're in much pain, like, why not?
Yeah, stick it out as long as you can, and then I don't think anybody else should hold the rest against you.
Unless they offer you a chance to become a superhero.
In which case,
be very leery of that chance.
Yes. Yeah, it may not turn out well for you.
Yeah, if their main doctor looks like a super hot guy until he starts talking, and then you see he's totally got British teeth, yeah, nope out.
So Deadpool.
Yeah.
That's what I was leading us back to. That was very clever.
Oh, I still remember just so many quotable lines. But yes, we definitely are going to own it as well. We came home. Drew had been asking about it because he's seen Deadpool. Like, he had Ultimate Spider-Man or something like that on Netflix for a while. So he was watching those, and, like, Deadpool kept appearing on that. And they heard there was a Deadpool movie. He's like, oh, can I go? I'm like, no, no. We got home from it. We're like, buddy, you're not going to see Deadpool until you're an adult. I'm like, maybe until after you're an adult. Like, I'm going to wait until you've paid taxes a couple of times. Maybe have a kid or two.
So on a side note, I mean, and this probably depends on your child. Like, will you make them wait until they are, like, 17 to see an R-rated movie? Or does it depend on the R-rated movie?
Yeah, it depends on the R-rated movie.
Yeah, depends on the R-rated movie.
Because, like, I saw Terminator 2 before I was 17. Yeah. And I think I saw Coming to America.
I mean, I saw a bunch of R-rated movies before I was 17, so...
I did not see a bunch. I saw a select few.
And there's also like that new Michael Moore one is R-rated, which is interesting. And like a local theater is actually relaxing their R-rated policy so that people could we feel like people should see this and it shouldn't be R-rated. And so I think they're dropping it to like 15 as opposed to 17.
Yeah, if it's got an R because somebody says fuck more than twice, I don't care. Like the MPAA has really strong restrictions on language, but if it's not like... I mean, if it's like, you know, oh, girl, I'm going to fuck you up your ass, and then we're going to fuck on top of the car, and then, yeah, I'll make him wait a while before he sees that. Maybe not until 17, but, yeah, that'll be, like, I'm not letting a 13-year-old watch something.
You gotta wait until at least he's ass-fucking.
Yeah.
So it could be like, I get it.
Yeah, I don't want him to watch a movie and then have ass-fuck questions.
Okay, just curious.
Yeah, but I mean, like, there's some PG-13 movies that we've let Drew watch, and he's 7.5. For example, Avengers.
That's PG-13?
Pretty sure.
Well, fickle my dickle.
Oh, which is another thing that's probably, well, people say it's going to change is because of Deadpool. There's going to be more R-rated superhero movies. Although
they already announced that Wolverine 3 is going to be R-rated.
Yeah, but I imagine it's going to be like with the movie. Like, I don't think they need to necessarily make Avengers R-rated. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I think they
let's not pretend that Disney's jumping on that train anytime soon.
Yeah.
Do they not make any R-rated movies?
They do, but they're not their cash cow property. They're not going to be like, oh, I have an idea.
Right.
Let's make this R-rated and alienate the kids and the religious people.
Yeah.
Because that's what we like to do.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Deadpool is just soaking up all that R-rated goodness.
It is. And it's the highest opening ever for, you're right, PG-13 Avengers.
Yep.
Highest opening ever for an R-rated movie. And highest opening for a solo, first solo comic book character movie.
Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of a specific way to say it, but like, you know, it did better than
Iron Man,
Batman Begins, Iron Man, Captain America, the first Avenger.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah. Even Sam Raimi's Spider-Man. However, it just barely beat Man of Steel.
Is that an upset you, Tim?
Well, if you think about it, Tim, Man of Steel is really like not the first standalone. It's kind of a reboot.
Well, they were counting that as well. So, like, okay. I'm sure it did better than Keaton's Batman as well as...
Ah, okay.
Actually, I don't know. Let's check Keaton's Batman Weekend. You know what, guys? The box office horse race is what the kids care about. So let's research it.
Like, give us some numbers, people. I want hard numbers.
Yeah, but we're not going to educate ourselves before we start the podcast. We're just going to put it on hold in the middle while we go look up numbers. Yes. Let us Google that for you. That's what we're going to rename this podcast to.
Our podcast is actually going to shift, guys. We're making an announcement. If you're going to tune in, we're just going to read off box office numbers.
Yep.
As the good Lord intended.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Batman's opening weekend was like 40 million. Deadpool crushed it.
I'd like to see that. The people always do that stuff where it's like, oh yeah, you know, movies are making more money than ever. It's like, well, adjust that shit for inflation and then get back to me. Because inflation's like this constant treadmill where like older movies look less impressive. So yeah, of course recent shit looks better than stuff from 20 years ago because it's got 20 years of fucking inflation on it.
Box Office Mojo does at least like the all-time adjusted for inflation.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but there's like there's a lot of other things that are like they'll report just the raw numbers. I'm like, okay, yeah, but that dollar and that dollar are not the same dollar.
How do we figure out what inflation was? Like what is it pegged to?
There's like a bunch of complicated shit about they price like certain like gallon of milk, dozen eggs.
Okay, so there's just like items that they see how
price
much they
of a house.
Okay,
yeah, yeah. There's like a bunch of different things that all go into like figuring out what inflation was, but it's all like, you know, core things. You know, some of them are consumable, some of them are durable, but yeah, trying to. Then I guess figure out like what is like the price of a car back when cars didn't even come with seatbelts compared to today where a car can like swerve out of the lane to avoid an accident. And that's probably kind of tricky.
And why is things just get more expensive and that's just inflation, right? Like,
yeah,
but
yeah, well, because deflation is really dangerous for anybody who's like borrowed money because all of a sudden like you're paying back not just the money that you borrowed, not just the interest on it, but you're also paying back more because now your dollar is worth more. So deflation's really like a dangerous thing, and they avoid it like the plague.
Jesus Christ. Man of Steel made almost as much its opening weekend as Superman the movie made its entire theatrical run.
Wow. But did that adjust for inflation?
I don't know.
Okay.
All right, so what else would we like about the movie?
Superman came out
in
the
80s. Wait. I got a few more numbers to throw out. No, I'm just kidding. Actually, Deadpool made its opening weekend the entirety of Superman, the movie's opening run. I mean, total theatrical
run.
That's
the very first one, right? With Christopher Reeve?
Yeah. Well, the 1978 one. There had been other Superman movies before that.
Oh, really?
George Reeves, and then...
I thought there was TV shows. I didn't realize there was movies.
I mean, they were like movie serials, and then they released the TV show... They released a version of the TV show as a movie, like a long...
I remember they used to, like, certain times of the year, they used to play a marathon of, like, the black and white show. I fucking loved it.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Like, I think it was Labor Day? No. Yeah, that's the one at the end of the year, right? I mean, at the end of the summer.
Wow. I never saw... I've seen more Twilight Zone marathons than I can count, but I've never seen a Superman marathon.
I don't... Some part of the year, they would just play, like, a bunch of those, like, old black and white episodes with... I don't remember who it was now.
George Reeves?
There you go. I was like, I was going to say, I bet Tim remembers.
Patrick Farm remembers. I think it was Ben Affleck.
What?
He played George Reeves in a documentary about it.
You know what's one weird thing that I liked in the movie? Like, I like how they did his gloves to make his fingers do that weird thing that they do in the comic book. Like,
okay.
It's a weird thing where he, like, he's not like he points straight. His fingers almost, like, curl up.
Oh.
It's a...
And the gloves accentuated
that?
Yeah,
exactly.
Huh.
Something I noticed.
Way to go, Deadpool costume
like,
person.
So, like,
person.
When he, like, moves his hands back, where, like, it looks like the fingers have bent further back than fingers are normally supposed to be able to bend?
Or when he points at stuff, they kind of look like they're kind of bending up, but yeah.
Yeah. Yes, I noticed that.
I think it's, like, some cartoony thing they do in the comic book, and they did in the movie. That's all.
Yep. Yeah, I also pointed out to my wife that the black sections of the mask and the white eyes that they had been animated in, that he like just had openings there and then motion capture like reference dots to help the animators like on his brows and stuff, so they could like actually make the mask move around. She was like, "Wow, I didn't notice like much movement in the mask in those areas." I'm like, "I need to look for it." So, like, it was subtle. It wasn't like, hey, we're going to take this, like, white eye hole and, like, just crane it way out, like, awooga, or anything like that.
Why did you know that you had read about it?
Yeah, well, like, I'd seen stills from the production. I'm like, that's weird. He's just got those triangle cutouts. And, like, somebody ripped the mask, and then I saw the dots and, like, read the actual text underneath the picture. And, like, oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Excellent. Yeah. What else we got?
I thought it was weird that you didn't see Colossus transform.
You know why? They couldn't get the actor back.
Oh, huh.
Well, actually, no. They like they said they were planning to do him all CG, and the actor didn't want to come back. So they have a different guy playing Colossus.
Wait, say what?
Voicing Colossus.
Yeah.
So they wanted to do the character of Colossus all CG in this movie.
Right.
And the guy who's played Colossus in Days of Future Past and X2 and X3?
Oh, so they wanted to have consistency.
Right.
Yeah.
But that guy didn't want to come back, so they had to get another guy.
Yeah. They also went comic booky with him, and like previously they just had Colossus when he transforms. Like, he's a big dude and he just turns metal. This guy was like, clearly it's supposed to be more comic booky, like where he transforms and grows like 3 feet.
Yeah. 3 feet of colossal dick.
So, oh, interesting. I thought it was more a money issue.
Of why he was CGI the whole time?
Yeah. Like, maybe, I don't know why I would think it would cost more money for him to change.
Yeah, I was like, it seems like it'd be cheaper if he was sometime was just like, hey, shoot that guy.
Yeah.
Stand there. Say things.
I did, and I told Tim this, that the very end scene where he forgets his guns, that's because they had to cut, like, I feel like $7 million, like a big chunk of money out of the script. And that was, like, one of the ways he did it. Like, all right, well, we're not going to have this big gunfight that we planned to have.
I thought it was an excuse to show, like, more, like, jumpy around Yoda ninja.
No, they had, like, a whole big gunfight plan for the end of the movie. And they're like, all right, well, we'll just cut this out. Have him forget his guns. I mean, it worked for the movie.
It really did. Because it was such a great callback to the other scene early on where he forgets all his ammo. That's not really a spoiler. That happens like in the first 3 minutes of the movie.
Spoiler.
All right.
No, you're fine.
Did you guys notice that the final battle, like the climactic battle, takes place on a helicarrier?
I didn't.
Notice that.
I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I saw them disassembling that thing. And at first, I was like, that's a really weird looking aircraft. Oh.
But apparently it was just different enough that they don't have to worry about Marvel getting upset.
Yeah, I noticed that the repulsors were like two jet engines or something like that next to each other.
Well, yeah, they also didn't reference it. Did you know the guy, Bob, that he ran into is actually a reoccurring character? And he's called like Hydra Bob. But they just didn't say that because like we don't know if we actually can reference him. So we're just calling Bob. But,
like, apparently they had conversations with their lawyers. Like, well, we can call him Bob and the fans will get it, but a lawyer won't be able to say anything.
I had no idea.
The law is so weird to me. Like,
I am the law.
Like, we know what you're doing. But the fact that you're, like, saying these other specific words, like, we can't do anything. Like,
yes. Like, we know that's Hydra Bob, but the fact that you didn't call him Hydra Bob means that you could theoretically, reasonably claim this is just another Bob.
that he knows.
Like, what? Hydra Bob? What? Is that a place in India?
Well, I mean, as long as they don't mention Hydra,
they're okay,
they don't talk about any of the character's specific backstory.
It's just
they
odd
just said
to me.
Bob and met at a TGI Fridays.
I
just think it's funny that someone had to have a conversation with somebody who went to law school.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to call him Bob. Now, what can we legally say and get away with it? Wait, what? See, this is a character who works for the fictional organization Hydra in the comic books? I quit.
What's a Hydra?
Fine. Yeah, it's fine. Call him whatever. I'm billing you at my double my normal rate for this hour. What? Why? I gotta expense all this rum I need to drink now to quell my sadness.
I'm sure whoever lawyers they have
I
got paid a pretty penny.
I was top of my class, Harvard Law. Top of my class. You know who else has done that shit? The president. But I'm answering questions about Hydra fucking Bob. So good movie. We've already done some
violent.
Light spoilers, but do we really want to tuck into it?
Sure, or you could just ignore what I just said.
Oh, sorry, I couldn't hear you.
You son of a bitch.
All right.
Yes, I heard you trying to get into spoilers, but I said it's just very violent. Like,
yeah.
More so than I was expecting, I guess, for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I assume the hard R was just for language, but no, it is for splattery violence.
Splattery violence, shadowy dangle.
There was a lot more, like, kind of backstory than, I don't know why I didn't expect it, but I was like, oh, right, like, we're going to show where he came from. For some reason, I thought I was just going to cut in like, oh, Deadpool's this, and he's just going to fuck people up.
That would have been interesting.
I mean, I'm not unhappy, but it's just like, I was like, oh, all right, yeah, we're going to show where he came from, and this lady.
No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!
Are you guys aware that his girlfriend is possibly a character that shapeshifts?
I knew she was a character in the comics. I didn't know what her abilities were.
Yeah.
And they say she makes reference to, like, when she gets captured, like, oh, I've been a lot of people or something like that.
Oh, huh. So she may already have the power?
Right. Like, it's, yeah, this is according to this one line, you know, people are saying, I'm like, all right. So I guess that would be a spoiler. So maybe you should put a spoiler tag before that, too.
Fan wank for something that doesn't actually appear on screen.
Right. So it could be nothing or it could be something. I did not expect, and this is also spoilers, I did not expect it to end happily. Well, I wasn't sure. Knowing this character, I feel like this would go either way.
Yeah. I would say there's aspects of the ending that were kind of bittersweet, but I mean, it's sort of like, if Deadpool really gets his way, then he stops being Deadpool.
Right, so we knew that couldn't happen.
Yeah.
Someone was like, again, we are deep in spoiler territory now.
Yeah.
But like when he has the bad guy down, he's like, you thought I could cure you? What an idiot. Like, why not just say you can cure him so he doesn't kill you right now?
Well, it kind of seemed like that guy didn't really care at that point. Because he leaned forward, like when Deadpool called him on that, of like, that's the dumbest thing you could possibly say. And the dude leaned forward. It's like, oh, okay.
Well, I also wonder, like, maybe he could cure him. And, like, it seemed like that whole guy saying was, like, to fuck with Deadpool.
Yeah.
And, like, I almost didn't, like, I wasn't 100%, I didn't believe him 100% that he couldn't cure him.
Oh, I see. So yeah. He probably could have.
But he was just.
But it's like, I think I'm going to take away what little hope you had.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not 100% on that, but, like, because he seems so sure about it, like, the first two times that he could cure him. I'm like, now is he just fucking with him? Like, just to be, like, a dick? Like, oh, you already... Like, because I think at that point he knew he was going to die, right? So, you know, why not just fuck with him even more and be like, oh, no, I can't cure you, actually. I don't know.
You scholars dumb will debate bastard. This for years. It's a sailboat.
There's... I like the bit where like him and TJ Miller's character are just going back and forth, and TJ Miller's just saying all the fucked up things he looks like.
Yeah, I'm really hoping that's a big reason why I want to own this thing. Is I'm hoping there's like just another hour and a half worth of outtakes.
I thought sure TJ Miller's character was gonna die.
There was a moment where I was pretty sure that was gonna happen too.
I also love when he's fighting Colossus and he just keeps breaking his limbs on him.
Yes, he's going. Hey, you ever heard the one about a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest?
Please, this is embarrassing.
And yeah, it's interesting that they chose to go, like, they actually made him have a Russian accent because he is Russian in the comic books.
Yeah, yeah, but they had him as American in the in some of the movies so far.
Right,
like that's not Colossus. That's some American kid who learned how to turn to metal.
I also was certain that Wolverine was going to make a cameo in this. I was very shocked that he did not.
I was hopeful. I really did enjoy the line, though, about, like, we are going to see the professor. Which one? Stewart or McAvoy? I've lost track. This time stuff is really confusing.
So they're going to bring him into the fold of the X-Men movies at some point? Or is that the idea?
I believe so, yes.
Okay.
I don't know if he's going to be in Apocalypse.
Which you got to invite me to see, Tim.
Okay.
I love Noah's movie watching is now reduced to like light vampire rules. I will come to you to see this movie in theaters, but you must invite me in.
One invite.
I was actually thinking about giving it up briefly because I'm very curious to see how X-Files ends up. Like, I was able to watch the first two episodes because they started before the end of January. I'm like, I just really want to see how this wraps up.
I mean, it's your thing. You can make up whatever rules you want.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, you're an adult.
And I just may. Or I may just wait a year. I don't know. We'll see.
Side note,
been watching more YouTube videos, though, I realize.
Oh, well.
I'm like, oh, here's some entertainment for me.
No, it's like cheat day. nom nom entertainment.
Speaking of things that you do, you know, to try and better yourself. So I've been doing this, you know, no soda, no fast food for the first 3 weeks of every month.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And so yesterday we had a friend visiting. Oh, we actually hung out with Noah in the city with this friend. It was a friend of my wife.
Yeah.
My wife's. And one of the things people told her is like, oh, you're out there? You should go to In-N-Out Burger while you're out there. And so, like, we were there, and we're in this huge line, and I didn't want to say, and I wasn't going to say anything, and I wasn't going to say anything, and then someone goes, and then she turns to me and goes, what are you going to get? I'm like, well, I actually don't eat fast food. She's like, well, then we're leaving. I was like, damn it, I wanted you to be able to say eat here, but I'm just not going to eat here. And then later that night, we went to Mel's, and I had a bacon burger and a chocolate shake, so I'm sure she was thinking, why the fuck didn't we go to In-N-Out? What's the difference?
Pretty much the same thing.
Exactly.
You're cray cray, Tim. You're cray cray.
That was a delicious chocolate shake, though. I regret nothing.
I had a chocolate and marshmallow shake, which was also delicious.
Ooh, I didn't know when you said black and white. I didn't know that. I thought it was just chocolate and vanilla.
No, I said what it was, and then I think your wife was just like, "Oh, that sounds gross."
Oh, I thought you said something about an Oreo shake, and then you said black and white, and I didn't hear what that was. I must have tuned out. Maybe I was dealing with my.
As you do with me, Tim.
Maybe it's one of my kids fucking throwing shit all over the ground. Would you stop it?
Kids.
Oh, it was a joy hanging out with Andy and his, not Andy, Tim and his kids. Watching James try to headbutt him repeatedly.
Noah got
wonderful.
Some serious joy out of that.
There was one point where James had two pieces of stick in his hand and he wanted to put them in his mouth and he did not want to try and take the sticks away. So he just slobbered all over her hand. I'll show you
how much joy Noah gets out of this.
Good times.
Well, kids.
Sorry, we've diverged. Are we done with Deadpool? Any more to say about it?
I kind of don't want to spoil any more because the whole movie is just like fucking joy.
Yeah, it turns out my wife does want to see it, so I'm going to take her again. Maybe this week. We'll see.
Nice.
I really like Negasonic Warhead.
Negasonic
Teenage
Warhead.
Yes. Teenage Neg. I like her character.
I did like that scene. That's why I brought her. Oh, no. Go ahead. Finish your tweet. Hashtag it. I was in the trailers, but it's still funny.
Yep.
She was a funny character, and her power was interesting.
I looked it up because I didn't know who the fuck that character was. And, like, the power they were showing, I thought was Cannonball. Yes, it is. So they had more mutants. So the crack in the movie about maybe we'll have more mutants next time or whatever, they cut a bunch, but they didn't want to cut the female psychic character. So they transferred one of the male characters, Cannonball's powers, onto the female psychic character and made her him.
I don't think that's Cannonball's power. Cannonball flies around with, like, the shit shooting out of his legs.
I thought his power was that he could, like, not quite like Juggernaut, but that it was like, you know, if he got a head of steam on him, you couldn't stop him kind of thing.
Right, but part of it is, like, him, like, shooting the shit out of the back of his legs.
Oh.
Like, he flies around. I don't know what that shit is. And I think when he's doing it in that form, like, he has, like, some force around him that kind of... I mean, I wouldn't say it's totally different, but it wasn't exactly that. Like... Let's see.
Andy, hey. I think you're noticing that he's not missing the vapor trails coming from his ankles.
Cannonball is a mutant possesses his ability to bodily generate thermochemical energy and release it from his skin. Oh, maybe. I guess
yeah,
primarily he says the energy is used to thrust to cause his body to be propelled through the air like a rocket at great
thrust
height
it.
And speed.
Thrust.
Big thrust.
Great
thrust
height and
is a must.
Personal shield or saying to encompass others, to shape the field around the other person, imprison them, or to absorb outside kinetic energy. All right, maybe you're right, Andy. I guess I had a very limited understanding of what Cannonball did.
Yeah, well, I guess I did too, because like I didn't remember the whole flying around thing. I just remember like him crashing into shit. But it's been 20-some-odd years since I read.
Yeah, enjoyable movie. Go see it.
Yes.
I will see the sequel.
Did you see Chris Evans tweeted, wow, Deadpool was awesome. Well done. Ryan Reynolds, hashtag killed it, hashtag maximum effort, which Ryan Reynolds retweeted and hashtagged it Team Cap, which Robert Downey Jr. responded to and said, "Et tu, Deadpool? Give me a shout out when Rogers boots you out for cussing."
Oh, that's awesome.
And then Chris Evans responded, "Bullshit, the cussing was my favorite part. Just don't tell my alter ego or Kevin Feige or my mom."
I don't get the Iron Man one though, or Robert Downey Jr. one.
Because Rogers, Steve Rogers in the movie was like,
"Oh,
language.
Got it. Yeah, okay, got it."
Did Cap just say language?
Also, Ryan Reynolds responded to Robert Downey Jr. with saying, "You know me, I can't be trusted." Hashtag Team Hello Kitty.
Uh, Oh my god, the opening credits, when it's doing that fly out through that like freeze frame, and there's like visual jokes he popping up on the screen. My wife keeps reading them off and laughing. I'm like, we can all read English.
Hey guys, let me read this for you. Got it.
I think it was she was laughing so hard already that like her brain like went back into when words pop up on the screen, like Drew doesn't read quite as fast as we do, so if it's something that's gonna be like, you know, blink and you miss it, she'll read it for Drew.
Ah.
Yeah, he's getting faster, but you know, 7.5. So like if there's like longer words and shit, like I think it's just that she's gotten into that habit. But she was
you
doing
tell
it
her,
in freaking
fucking
Deadpool.
Pie hole.
No kids around. I'm like, shh, it's okay.
Don't really tell her that.
It's okay, he didn't hear you, he was talking.
All right.
That's okay. Maybe I hear it later.
I will hear it later.
What?
Then I'll judge you. Then I'll feel bad because I knew you were judging me. All right.
Judging you.
No.
It's easy because
no.
You're beautiful. Uh-oh.
No.
Brighten up
my day.
No.
All right. We could end it there unless somebody really needs to talk about something.
I have this rash. I want to tell you guys about it.
All right, tell us every detail. Don't skip a thing.
Ooh.
No, I don't have a rash.
Really?
Come on, guys. Don't be ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't think a single interesting thing happened to me this week. That probably
wait,
did.
What?
It was me interesting, not you guys interesting.
We can do it. Well, I don't know. Maybe we should put it online. It might be hilarious. Make fun of you. It could be good.
No, thanks.
Come on, Eddie. Tell us about this interesting thing.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll pass.
I stopped recording, Eddie. Go ahead and tell me.
Oh, okay. All right. I totally believe you.
I don't think he does. I think he's fibbing. That's a fibber right there.
Fibbing.
Do you Fibber McGee.
Episode of DuckTales?
Yes.
Or was it DuckTales.
Okay.
It was like the harp that would tell you if you lied.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was like the Golden Goose's harp or something like that or whatever. The Giant's harp. Yeah. That was weird.
DuckTales. Woo-hoo. Was that the one with Scrooge McDuck?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I get confused because there's DuckTales, there's Darkwing Duck, there was the airplane one.
Tailspin?
Yes, Tailspin.
Chippendales Rescue Tail Rangers?
Spin City.
Oh, Rescue Rangers.
Chippendales Rescue Rangers.
Fuck.
The
I
Jets.
I remember when I was like...
Gummy Bears.
If I stay home sick, 2:30, I was just waiting for 2:30 to roll around because that would be like the first... time that a cartoon would start playing, and then it would just be like cartoons for like the next couple hours. I'm like, yes,
yeah. Cartoons plural.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would come straight home and watch the entire Disney afternoon.
Yep, same here.
Well, that's not true. I always skipped the gummy bears.
Really?
So it was like, I was like the theme song, but then I was done.
I enjoyed it. Gummy bears bouncing here and there and everywhere. Tim,
high adventure that's beyond compare.
Yes,
they have the gummy bears.
Thank you, Noah.
No problem. But
you're straightening me out.
Oh, I'll straighten you out, buddy.
Kids today don't get these references, gentlemen.
They don't. Minecraft, Five Nights at Freddy's, shit, blah, blah, blah.
Nailed it.
Pokemon.
You're so young and hip.
Pokemon is still a thing, too. They're introducing new Pokemon.
I know. Always more shit to buy. Yeah, Drew just discovered Pokemon on Netflix, and he's like talking to me about it. He's like, Daddy, did you know? I was like, no, son, I was about 3 years too old for Pokemon. I missed it by that much. Then he starts asking me questions, and I realize I know more shit about Pokemon than I ought. He's like, do you know Raichu? I'm like, yeah, Raichu is what Pikachu evolves into. Why do I know this?
Yeah, why do you know that?
I don't know. I'm sure it's taking up valuable Pokemon space that I could be using, like, I don't know, to remember my own childhood or...
I think you're a secret Pokemon fan.
Chemistry or...
A Pokemon fan.
Pokemon fan.
Andy, are you a Pokemon fan?
Hi, Andy. Can I poke you in the manas now?
And we're back to there. Poopy trim.
We're always back to there.
And that's a good jumping off point.
Annie, tell us about this, your week.
God damn it.
remember, I don't know which you should not trust this week. Remember, never trust James not to headbutt you in the head if you're his dad. I could just headbutt you, not headbutt you in the head.
Yeah, you know.
No, I guess you could headbutt someone's crotch.
Oi, don't give him ideas.
No.
James, I know you listen to this all the time. Headbutt your dad in the crotch.
Not today, Man of Steel opening weekend.
This week, I hate that movie studios can't get their shit together and give us the glorious Marvel or Marvel DC crossovers that we want.
Tancast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry. Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please!
Tancast.
Oh, if they could work out the rights to do a Marvel DC crossover, that would break all the records.
It either would, or it would be the shittiest shit that ever shat.
Or, yes, I guess that's possible.
Yeah.
Who would you want be involved, like director-wise? And I kind of wonder if like big name directors even matter anymore. Like, I've never heard of the director that directed Deadpool, but it seemed like he did a good job.
True.
Yeah.
I'd never heard of the guys who did Winter Soldier before they did Winter Soldier. I mean, I know like they'd supposedly done other stuff, but I'd never heard of them before that.
And
I'd heard of Joss Whedon, but I wasn't a Joss Whedon super fan before Avengers.
Oh, I was. I had a huge boner for Avengers because of that.
Okay.
I'm like, it is going to be so wordy.
I had heard of Zack Snyder before Man of Steel, and we see how that turned out.
True. True.
It turned out amazing, right? Am I right,
amazingly
fellas?
Shitty.
I'd seen James Gunn stuff before and enjoyed it, but I was like, really? They're giving him this... So they're going to take this no-name property and give it to this like no-name director?
What did he... Oh, Guardians of the Galaxy,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
It turned out
Principal Photography has begun on part two.
I know.
As
oh yeah,
well
there's
as
like
episode eight, seven, eight,
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 eight.
I'm right. It's eight. Episode
eight. What?
Eight.
Episode eight. They've also begun principal photography on episode eight.
Episode eight of what?
Episode eight.
Fucking the Doctor
oh,
Who
Star
Christmas
Wars.
Special. Yes.
All the dick your mom sucks. Episode eight of that.
I was like, what the fuck are you guys talking about? Episode eight of what? What the fuck are we talking about?
We flipped. But we've kept it in the Disney family.
Okay. Andy, did you hate something?
I already hated things. That's what we're talking about.
Okay,
no, it doesn't listen.
Yeah, that's how we got launched off on this.
Oh, right. Okay. Got it.
All right. We did it.
Show's over.
Enough.
Goodbye.
Go home.
Go
wait,
home.
Wait, let's keep recording. Andy, do you have any articles that you read that you thought was hilarious?
Chicka-chicka.
What are you still doing here? Go. I did not realize that was a reference to Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
You didn't?
Holy shit.
Oh, my
dude,
God.
Really? As soon as
not
he came around the corner of the rope, I was like, nah.
As soon as they showed the like suburban house.
I thought it was something.
I was like, oh my God.
I guess I just don't remember that scene particularly from the movie. Like, I remember other scenes, but not that scene.
Oh, it's famous.
Oh, that's like the original like post credits sequence I can think of.
Yeah. That and the bad guy from young Sherlock Holmes signing into some place as Moriarty.
Okay. I don't remember that movie at all.
Ah. First use of CG. Or at least CG live action combo.
Oh,
no,
did not look
that
good,
is
though.
Incorrect.
Is it?
Tron was going to be first, but then Star Trek II beat it to the punch.
Maybe it was the first use of an entirely CG character, as opposed to, like, coloring.
Ah, that may be.
Maybe.
Are you counting Keanu Reeves?
Oh, burn, Keanu.
I just watched Suck Bill and Ted's Keanu. Excellent Adventure with Drew. Keanu Reeves still fucking looks the same.
I just watched the epic rap battle of Lewis and Clark versus Bill and Ted, and it was funny.
Almost the same thing.
It involves Bill and Ted. What do you want from me? All right. Bye.
Bye.
We were wrapping up at 5 minutes to an hour, and now it's 10 minutes over. And I mean, now it's 5 minutes. It's 10 minutes later than that. We took 10 extra minutes jibber jabbering. That's my point.